something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Canline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
So Dr. Mina tweeted this out. It was a link to a little study. Dose-dependent effects of chronic alcohol drinking.
And once again, we don't have a porn problem. We don't have an alcohol problem either.
No, listen to this. I don't know if this was her intention, but it says it's well established that chronic heavy alcohol drinking, CHD, results in a significant organ change, increased susceptibility to infections, poor outcomes following injury.
Right.
In contrast, chronic moderate drinking, which we all do,
right,
by our definition of moderate, mm-hmm, has been associated with improved cardiovascular health and immunity. And apparently they got a bunch of monkeys drunk.
Cool. Well, that's pretty much us.
Yeah.
And they don't write these for lay people to read. It's all doctor-ese.
Right. We figure it out.
So we
see what they're trying to say.
They were giving macaques a drink.
Yes. Giving macaque a drink.
Mm-hmm. Today's National Drink Wine Day.
Cool.
I just might.
I like wine.
Yeah.
I haven't had any in a while, but I'm not against it.
It's the only option.
No, I drink wine a lot, actually. White and red.
The price of wine expected to drop to its lowest level in 5 years, thanks in part to a surplus of California grapes. Well, that and people just don't drink as much wine as they used to.
More hard liquor now.
More Americans are drinking liquor and ready-to-drink cocktails.
That's a lot worse for you. Well, I drink a lot of hard liquor, believe me, but it's a lot worse for you than wine.
Greg's encouraging the vineyards to switch over to weed.
Right.
You make more money that way.
Yeah, they say that the cheaper prices of wine could last up to 3 years. The annual State of the Wine Industry report says that U.S. wine consumers will enjoy the best wine retail values in 20 years. We're getting more grapes in Northern California, but if there's not enough demand to support increased production, the surplus grapes go to waste. The slowdown in growth has caught the industry by surprise. To bring the market back into balance, they're going to cut down on producing the vines. It's going to take 2 to 3 years for grape pricing to stabilize.
So the demand is still there.
Not as much. Millennials aren't into the wine either.
Oh, freaking millennials.
Millennials ruin
their day.
They're not going to stop making it, Todd, so we're fine.
Well, okay, but here's the thing.
There's a lot of wine.
There's a lot of wine out there everywhere.
Here's the thing. Millennials really aren't into wine either, but the experts say that here in this 2 to 3 year period, this improved value on wine could lead to millennials becoming more consistent wine buyers, is what they're hoping.
Whatever's cheaper, you're going to drink, right? Yeah. You're on a budget, and you want to get buzzed, you find the budget alcohol.
Now, of course, the wine people say, U.S. wine consumers will discover unprecedented retail value in 2020 and should buy up.
Yeah, of course they're going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not gonna, none of the alcohol's going away. You know, they don't make rum anymore. Nobody's ever going to say that.
Right. I mean, remember rum?
I mean, everything goes up and down all the time. Beer's down, vodka's up, whiskey's up. Everybody loves the hard liquor now. But remember rum? Well, they stopped making it. Yeah, nobody drank it.
Well, Zima went away, and then it came back in the form of hard seltzer.
Whatever. It's all the same
thing. Everywhere.
Right.
It is the same thing.
That's Zima's a brand name.
Right.
It's all the same crap.
I'm just glad that this is going to be a good time to go ahead and fill my wine cellar room in the basement.
There you go.
Good.
Going to buy up. Everybody should fill their wine cellar.
Might have to get an extra wine fridge.
Yeah, I got a wine fridge. Well, it's just a booze fridge, basically.
Yeah, it's a dorm room fridge. Yeah.
Over there, they just call it a fridge.
Right.
In the dorms?
Yeah. What, there's no country called wine.
Yeah, that didn't work there.
I know.
Dumbass. Drink up out there.
Really going fast and loose with that.
He does have that cart over there.
Yeah. Stick with the bit.
Do we have any?
We don't have any wine in the cart.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman.
Last I heard, stable.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the final 30 laps, and that wreck was amazing.
It was Earnhardt-esque. He went right into the wall, just like Earnhardt did.
Well,
but
not
it was worse.
Quite.
It was worse than Earnhardt's
19
wreck.
Years ago.
Worse because I mean Earnhardt's dead because of that little Hans device. But Earnhardt didn't flip over and then get hit by another car. It was an amazing wreck.
Yeah,
and before we go any farther here, let me just mention
it was the wall that saved him.
It was on this date in 2001.
Today
really?
Was the day. Huh? Yeah.
Today's the day. A 7-time NASCAR champion, Dale Earnhardt, died at the age of 49, crashing in the last lap of the Daytona 500.
That was the last lap, too.
The
last lap, too.
They were nearly at the finish line. Yeah.
This one was right at the finish line.
Yeah.
Last night.
Did they have another?
No, that was it. That was it, because they do a thing called overtime now. I'm not going to get into it.
It's not easy.
But it was the final lap either way. So right at the end, he flips, gets hit. The two cars in front of him, they go on. It's like by a foot. Who won it?
Denny Hamlin.
By a foot. And then he goes to the parks his car and gets out the cheer. Wow, they're over to the car and lighting and putting the fire out, and you don't see Ryan Newman at all in there. And then the whole celebration is really subdued, because they're not going to be celebrating. I'm worried about him. But it was good. The old Chevy. Chevy wins it.
Still yelling at Denny Hamlin for. Celebrating too much, because he was not aware.
He wasn't aware, but you know the accident happened. That's how he got past it.
Yeah, but he didn't know the severity.
No, you don't know.
They said he didn't
celebrate too much. I watched. He jumped up, and they booed him, though. They booed him.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Ryan Newman credited with a fourth-place finish.
Yeah, he still won. Yeah, he slid across in fourth place.
Oh, he slid across?
Yeah, on his roof.
Roof?
Because the clip I saw, he was going backwards. He was rolling over the tops of
cars.
That's
after he gets hit.
He got hit the other to send him the other way. Yeah. Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team celebration.
See, I'm not going to hold that against him.
Nor am I.
You celebrate when you win.
He said
they didn't celebrate that much.
They quickly stopped their victory lane celebration as soon as they learned how bad the crash was.
Right. There's an essay going around on the interwebs now about, they hate it when football players celebrate. And it just comes off so sanctimonious.
Why can't football players celebrate?
Oh, because it's your job. It's your job, and you just hand the ball to the ref, and you stop celebrating.
Oh, that's crap. That's so old school.
Right. It's supposed to be
even
fun.
Even the NFL's allowing them to do it now.
Well, they're even bummed. That's what they specifically target the NFL.
Well, part of your job is to get the crowd into it
and make it something
people want to watch.
I don't have a problem when they all run down to the end zone and pose for a picture. I think it's fun.
Joe Gibbs, by the way, like us, Todd, Hall of Famer.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
You just come
NASCAR. Off, we're not NASCAR.
You come off like
stupid.
Not yet.
Not yet.
The whole article I read there about, stop the celebrations because you're professionals. It's your job. Just comes off like it. It's
a freaking game.
It's okay, boomer.
It's a game.
Yeah. Well, are you going to tell the guy who wins the Daytona 500 not to? Because it's your job to drive and win.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hand the steering wheel to the ref and act like you've been there.
Right.
Yeah, but if you keep impugning the state of Nebraska, we're going to get that Hall of Fame thing revoked.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. No, we did that for years, and we still got the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but they have until August to pull it.
Can you imagine them pulling it from us?
I could. In fact, I could.
We were already inducted. We just had to get there through the ceremony. They probably do have to pull it, though. They could. By the way, I'm not hammering Nebraska. I'm hammering Ricketts.
Oh, no, I think you were hammering.
I live in the state.
You were hammering the good life.
I think you should feed your kids. We should be 48th in feeding poor kids at lunch. Yeah.
Which I've done before.
Once again, but why don't those kids have jobs?
I think.
I'm anti-pedophilia, and I think we should feed poor kids at school. Is that crazy? Is that crazy libtard stuff?
I've mentioned this before, but that good life thing.
Doesn't sound right.
That's not a good slogan at all. Because someone will call me and say, hey, how's things out there? Is it good? Well, it's good. Is it great? Is it awesome? No, it's just good. Yeah. It's just good, huh? Not incredible? No, it's just a good life.
I was driving with my wife the other day, and the way there was a cloud, it made it look like there was just like a plateau on the horizon, a mountain or anything. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. But I think a plateau here would be appropriate.
Yes, it would.
No mountains, no ocean. We could all just go hang out at the plateau.
Yeah. You always hit the ones you love. Isn't that the old saying, Craig? Yeah.
The highest point,
I guess I've heard it.
The highest
My kids say that through tears.
Or is it hurt the ones you love? I'm sorry. I said hit.
I think that's what ends up happening.
Yeah, you hit the ones you love and hurt the ones
you only hit the ones you want to make better. That is our criticism of our home city and town and state. You hit them because you want them to be better.
Because we care.
Todd and Tyler, we care.
That's it.
I forgot about that. They could pull that. We should wait till after August, till I get that plaque in hand.
I think they would probably be more worried about pulling it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys would be pretty quiet about that. Well, once they cast the bronze bust, I think that I think the ship sailed.
Yeah.
Once they do all that work.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah. We don't know what they do.
Probably can't afford all the bronze for Tyler's head.
There you go.
Yeah,
they're gonna have to come up with an excuse to pull it.
It's a lot of bronze,
just bronze coated. We should commission
Todd's head is big too,
Joe America to do that because that's what he does.
Yeah,
he's a statue maker.
Yeah, Joe makes Hall of Fame statues. We'll bring our own. Let's just bring our own to the. They don't make them. I know they don't make them. They give me plaques. I think we should show up with our own statues.
Yeah. And then,
where do you want this?
Just a bust.
That would be great.
Right, and carry it around all the time. Yeah. Be riding with the bust.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in my living room,
my truck.
So people have to see it.
Take it to court dates.
There's my Hall of Fame. I'm a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Joe Gibbs is in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And still working, by the way.
Yeah. And should be.
Hall of Fame doesn't mean retired. It means you're so good, you still make it, and you're still working.
Is he an NFL Hall of Famer or a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
Not yet. You think he would be.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
That I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
He won a couple Super Bowls, didn't he?
Yes, he did. In the 80s, yeah. So no word on Newman, right?
Stable.
Yeah, not life-threatening.
Serious, not life-threatening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know what that means. You could have your brain scrambled and be not life-threatening.
We should ask Dr. Bean, and Dr. Bean would know exactly what that means, right?
You could have your spine broke.
Yeah, you could be you could be a veggie and not life-threatening, right?
That's technically not life-threatening. Right.
Yeah, not good, but stable.
Watch that wreck again today if you get a chance. It's going to be all over TV. It's brutal.
19 and 96.
Even as NASCAR wrecks goes, it's brutal.
19 and 96 was the year that Joe Gibbs was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's a double Hall of Famer.
Wow.
That ain't going to happen. Most of us.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
He is the only person inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Surprised there's not more crossover.
Yeah.
And he got in as an owner for NASCAR.
Yeah.
The most common nightmares that we have. They did a recent survey figuring out the list of
the most common nightmares.
Yeah, they're probably a lot what of them are work-related.
Well, no, nightmare is not anxiety. I think a nightmare is a nightmare. Something scary.
Well,
anxiety isn't a nightmare. Like something your record is running out. That's not a nightmare.
I have work-related ones where I wake up
heart racing.
But they're not nightmares. I had those too, but they're not nightmares.
Well,
nightmares are something scary.
Perhaps your nightmare is a little bit more scary than a lot of people's nightmare.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think what Craig is going to talk about technically could be defined as nightmares.
Technically.
Because they're not good dreams.
Right. Like, number one, we're falling.
Yeah.
Done that.
That's a crazy one.
Do you have ones where you're flying? See, that's not nightmarish to me.
No, you're feeling good there.
Yeah,
if you're flying, it's cool.
You're in control.
All right. That's because you're smoking weed and jumping off your balcony. That's why, Todd.
Yeah. That's not a dream.
Yeah. Good thing you had that ball pit.
Yeah, but I don't need it when I
call it the Ricketts ball pit, too.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
And when I smoke weed, I can fly.
Don't do that, kids.
Dreaming of being chased came in as number two most common nightmare.
And that one always involves you cannot run full speed. For me, it does. Something is holding you back from full speed.
Yeah.
And you don't know why, you're just so slow.
Yeah, it's the blankets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you're hitting dead ends.
Yep.
There's dead ends and you're kind of lost. Trying to get back to your truck, can't find it.
And then it goes dreams of dying, feeling lost, and feeling trapped.
How about your wife pulling your nut off like Puss did?
Not a dream.
That was reality.
That was reality.
See, like the anxiety riddle stuff I get every once in a while, I think it qualifies as a nightmare because I can't find things. I'm in a strange
place. Well, he just said that. Yeah,
everything's weird. Right. I can't find my car. I can't find my keys.
Do you have nightmares about being on stage?
I can't find
my way out. Not knowing the jokes?
Not really. Yeah, I feel a lot of these things when I'm awake.
I do, too.
You're on
stage. Go to sleep to get away from half of these
things. You're on stage and nobody's laughing.
I'm with you on that. Go to sleep to get away from these things.
One theory regarding the falling nightmare is that as our bodies fall asleep, the relaxing of our muscles actually tricks our brains into believing we are really falling. Another theory is that the falling nightmares are just caused by our nervous system shutting down for the evening.
How about that one when you're actually falling asleep and you start to fall and you just jerk yourself awake?
Yeah.
I mean, not that way.
cool jerk.
Yeah,
that happens to me a lot, especially just when I'm falling asleep. Twitching.
I've done, you feel like an idiot. Your hand moves out of nowhere.
And my wife's laughing at me. No.
Well, again.
I've done the one where I feel like I'm falling, but my leg will fall out of the bed.
Yeah.
And there's like a little railing around the edge of the bed frame, and it'll smack the bed frame, and I'll wake up swing my leg back up on the bed.
Yeah. And so your wife grabs your nut.
Falling like you're falling in a hole or falling off a cliff going,
Falling off a cliff, you're just falling the whole time, I think. You feel like you're just falling. Mm-hmm. You never land.
It's a free fall.
Yeah.
Almost half of us have had a common nightmare being attacked. 42% being late.
That's the one that gets me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Danny's nightmare. The Tramadol bottle is empty.
Danny loves Tramadol.
Loves it.
A loved one passing away for about a third of us, ghosts, aliens, and other monsters for almost 30%, being naked in public for over 20% of us.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
See, Mom appears in my dreams every once in a while, but it's
hopefully not naked.
It's never nightmarish. Yeah. You know, we're always talking.
Those dreams, you'll have those for a long time, Todd.
It's congenial.
They're always good dreams, but they suck, though, because you wake up and they're still dead. I've had those dreams for years.
But I enjoy
They're few and far between.
I enjoy it while I'm in dream state.
Right, so I do too.
Yeah, and then I wake up and I'm kind of bummed.
But there's a point, at least, I don't know, it can't happen with me. There's a point if you dream about your loved ones that are passed away, you wake up knowing that they're gone.
Yeah.
It was a nice dream. But it takes a while, at least from my attitude. I don't know if Craig's, you have dreams about your mom?
I don't allow it.
Right. Well, because of weed?
Yeah.
I don't allow it.
I was going to say. It sounds like he's mind over matter. I don't allow it. No, weed suppressed your dream.
I'm a very disciplined dreamer.
I don't allow it.
I don't dream.
It shows weakness. You didn't sound like a
actually.
You sound like a soldier right there.
Exactly.
Well, even if you're not a dope smoker and you dream, you don't remember your dream unless you wake up right
afterwards.
Write
it down, right?
Yeah, I rarely remember.
Or jot it down. But usually your dreams are buried in the middle of your sleep.
Yeah, I will have dreams even at nap time, actually.
That's when I have the most of it because I don't smoke dope before nap time. I smoke dope before bedtime.
I dream about Puss's mom most of the time.
Well, that's hardly a dream. Certainly no nightmare.
I wake up horrified a lot, especially like if I fall asleep on the
horrified.
I'll fall asleep on the couch. It happened just a couple days ago, and Ben was like laying down in bed, and I wouldn't normally be sleeping that time. Then I'll wake up just freaked out, and I'll just start running around the house until I kind of get my bearings. My daughter was just coming out of the bathroom, and I saw her, and I'm like, ah! And she's like, ah! Okay. That's why we don't have a gun in the house.
Yeah, well, that should be one of the reasons, yes.
Wake up freaking out.
Mom, Dad's a freak.
Yeah.
Dad is a freak, man.
I usually figure it out because everybody will just start laughing at me. I'm like, well, that's
okay.
You get up
and just start moving right away?
Oh, I'll get up
right
and I'll start room to room real quick.
Not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very comforting.
Yes, it is. You shouldn't allow that like Craig.
Right.
I won't allow it. I am
that's
mind
one way
over
to put
matter.
It. That's one way to put it, isn't it?
I won't allow it. Right. I smoke weed. Yeah, that's how I do it.
You're not suppressing your dreams enough, obviously.
Nah, I'm probably not.
If that happens.
Sounds like you should be shackled to the bed for your own safety.
I should. I just picture you in the hallway. that. Yeah.
So many people have frightening dreams about performing badly at certain activities, maybe a big test or missing an important event. Another recurring nightmare topic was sexual nightmares. 2 in 5 respondents have experienced sexual nightmares being cheated on by a significant other.
Then you wake up pissed off at your spouse. Don't you hate those?
No, women do that.
Yeah.
We don't.
They do. They do.
I don't have an issue with that.
I don't, but they do.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Being left entirely by a partner is another nightmare that some people have to deal with. Single men.
I think we've had emails before where guys have sex dreams and then they wake up feeling guilty. Because they feel like they cheated on their
wife. I think those guys are pussies, actually. I think it's called it being a pussy. Because you didn't cheat on your wife.
Yeah.
So you don't feel guilty.
But I understand.
No, you're a pussy.
Single men.
Because you wake up, you go, I didn't cheat on my wife. That was a dream.
And you wake up relieved.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't actually doing that.
If you feel guilty, then you're so pussy whipped.
Single men are actually more than twice as likely as single women to dream of an imaginary partner cheating on them.
imaginary partner.
Yeah. Man. Well, because they're single.
That's true.
They don't have a partner.
Right.
However, women in relationships are more likely to have dreams like that than men in relationships. Right. It goes the other way when you get into a relationship.
And they wake up and hit you.
Or just mad at you all day. Yeah. I'm mad at you. Why? You cheated on me last night in the dream. I said, eh.
About half of surveyed.
I always say that? I always say, what'd she look like? I always say that. I mean, it's very, once in a while. All of us had that dream before. But my wife's does that stupid joke. Unless I get mad at you cheating me on my dream last night, I always say, what'd she look like? That doesn't help, but I have to know.
It should help.
Right.
Now, you should mention,
do I know her?
Listen, that was your production.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
I had nothing to do with that.
50% of the surveyed married women said that they have had a nightmare about their husband with another woman. Men usually have nightmares about technology breaking down far more than women.
I've done that.
60%.
Work-related.
Oh, yeah.
Things won't work at work, and I know somebody's going to be pissy.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick's all pissy now.
And here's
he's been here a month or so. He's just pissy.
This again?
When stuff doesn't work.
How long is this going to go on for?
All we give Nick is a microphone. He can't be pissed at anything. We don't give him anything to do except that microphone.
Right.
You wake up then, Push, and check the email for angry podcasters?
Yeah.
We're in segment 5-2.
Yeah.
God damn it, Push.
They're weird. They're very weird, work-related.
Yeah.
Things won't work, and I can't figure out how to make them work. Yeah. It's just, it's horrible.
Yeah, I hate the mundane work dreams.
Yes.
It's like nothing exciting. You just feel like you're working. You're like, oh, I got to wake up, and then I think I'm going to do the same thing.
60% of female respondents reported dreaming about bugs crawling all over them, compared to 40% of men. Women also tend to have more dreams about their homes burning down or being destroyed.
Gee, man.
Those in the journalism and broadcasting fields
That's us.
Dream of missed deadlines and not being prepared. People
Deadline.
Who work in arts and entertainment frequently have nightmares about being naked in public.
Yeah.
I think
and
that's
across
the way you
all
sleep.
Professions, showing up late to work, a common nightmare.
Yeah, the not being prepared part. I live that dream every day.
Yeah. It's reality. It's called reality. Brian Post-Shane, when we get back...
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.